From Grassroots Radio WNCW, this is the Friday feature interview of the week presented by Ingles Markets. With locations across the Southeast that offer fresh local produce, USDA choice beef, a pharmacy, and curbside pickup. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week's topic, pageant queens, which leads to community services. You may be surprised what all the queen goes on to do in her community, in her region. My guest today is Miss Caldwell County for 2026, Jamie Logan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, Jamie, in all my years of what now seems like hundreds to thousands of interviews, I've rarely had the chance to speak with a pageant winner, and I'm eager to learn about your journey, certainly your passion for this, and certainly the ways and the many hours that someone like yourself puts into community service and appearances, which I understand is a big part of this. But first of all, let me ask you about where you make your home in Caldwell County, a great place, a lot of great WNCW listeners there from places like Lenore to Hickory.
Yeah, so one thing I actually love about this organization is you don't have to live in the community that you represent. You either have to live, work, or go to school either in that county or a surrounding county. So I actually have the ability to represent a variety of different counties due to that. But I say all the time that I'm in the county I represent probably more than the place that I call home. So yeah, I'm going to spend a lot of time in Caldwell County, and Caldwell County will become, I feel like, my new home soon.
Share some of your bio details, including schools and education, your family, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I grew up in Emerald Isle, North Carolina, about an hour and a half north of Wilmington. I've called North Carolina my home for the last, 20 years and have loved living in North Carolina. So it's an honor to compete for the title of Miss North Carolina this upcoming June. But now I reside a little bit right outside of Charlotte and have lived here for the last 4 years. Love what I do and have had the opportunity to attend Methodist University in Fayetteville and then West Virginia University for my master's degree. So I've completed school, but the Miss America opportunity is actually the largest scholarship provider for women in the country, which is one of the reasons I got involved, because I've won over $10,000 in scholarship dollars since competing. So I've had the opportunity, of course, to pay down some student debt and obviously, both of those educations, but have been a title holder in this organization for the last 4 years.
Jamie, when would you say that you got the pageant fever, so to speak, that you got serious about competing in a pageant and certainly for Miss Caldwell County?
Yeah, so I didn't grow up competing in pageants. That wasn't something, my parents put me in or that I really knew of. About 4 years ago, I was actually on social media and I saw it somewhere, and I grew up a dancer. So I loved being on stage and I loved presenting in front of people. And I was like, oh, this could be fun. My parents have always taught me it's important to love others and to give back to others if you have the means to do so. So I was like, you know what? Having the ability to serve my community and be on stage, like all of that just seemed super fun at that point. I just was like, I'm going to try a preliminary competition. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the organization, the women that I've met, the directors, the volunteers, everyone from top to bottom has just been phenomenal. And that's why I've come back year after year. But it really started 4 years ago.
I take it at the events, it's a chance for you, the contestants, to come together, have a chance to bond, share your story, see similarities and differences, and find out how you can get out there and help a purpose, someone in the community.
For sure. Yeah. And we actually have a teen program as well. So there's a Miss Caldwell's County's teen. So the Miss and the teen represent the community throughout the year together. So there's a teen program and a Miss program, which gives you the opportunity to mentor women across the state. But also there's two title holders that represent a community, which is really cool.
Explain to us the competition, the pageant, what it consisted of when you participated and, of course, won.
There's five rounds of competition, one of which the people attending the competition don't see, and that's the interview round. And that's 10 minutes with the judges, really having the opportunity to share more about yourself, your platform, why you feel like you want to represent that community and why you're the best representative. Then you do an onstage question. You have no idea what the question's going to be. So you're standing on stage eagerly waiting for what that's going to be. We do a fitness, a talent, and then an evening gown portion as well.
You're listening to WNCW's Friday feature interview of the week. Our guest is Miss Caldwell County, Jamie Logan. You mentioned something about this earlier, but let's talk more about it. Because you won Caldwell County, you'll get to move on and compete for Miss North Carolina next year.
Yes. So Miss North Carolina is the end of June. So I will compete and represent Caldwell County at the Miss North Carolina competition. And then whoever wins Miss North Carolina will go on to compete for the title of Miss America.
Certainly good luck in the Miss North Carolina pageant when that rolls around, and to think about the winner of that going on to Miss America. Talk about your upcoming appearances in the community and other service roles that come from capturing the crown.
So every title holder has something called a community service initiative. And essentially, the best way to think of it is like your platform, what you represent throughout your year, what you're passionate about. Mine is called Beyond the Game, which focuses on the importance of involvement and participation in sports. I've grown up an athlete. You know, I just love athletics and what it's done in my life. And so I really love, as a title holder, the opportunity to bring that at the forefront. So I have some really exciting upcoming appearances with my community service initiative. I've worked with some incredible organizations like Girls on the Run, Special Olympics, and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. Some really awesome opportunities coming there, and then just some exciting opportunities in the community to meet some different people and really grow, you know, my reach in Caldwell County, because, you know, this is a full year of service and I'm excited for the opportunity and the people I get to meet.
Using this platform, you, of course, are going to go on to any stage in front of any crowd, and you're usually going to be pretty comfortable. There might still be some butterflies. What kind of advice would you give to those that are younger that might want to take on something like this in the future, but really anything in life, just kind of getting over being uncomfortable?
Our Miss America's teen last year, Peyton Bowling, one thing she said is it only takes 30 seconds of bravery. And I sometimes have to remember that myself. I've graduated from, you know, college and my master's degree. I have a career and I'm doing this. And sometimes I get nervous. I get scared sometimes. But I remember, you know, it just takes that one step forward to do it. And what I've gained through this organization has changed my life. And I think that that sounds, you know, so many people will be like, oh, that changed my life. Like, truly, you don't understand what this organization is until you've taken that step forward and you've taken 30 seconds of bravery to join it. And I encourage everyone to just go after what they're passionate about, whether it's service, pageantry, whatever it is, but just take 30 seconds of bravery to do it, because I'm sure you won't regret it.
Since WNCW had the opportunity this morning to introduce you to a lot of new people for the first time, if someone would like to follow you on social media, where you're going and what you're doing, share those details.
Yes, I would love that. I'm on Facebook as Miss Caldwell County and then Instagram as Miss Caldwell County _NC.
Again, she's Miss Caldwell County for 2026. Her name is Jamie Logan. We wish you continued success moving forward, and thank you for joining us today on WNCW.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week, presented by Ingalls Markets. Past editions available at WNCW.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul Foster.